Elo rather tell you maybe Homani Rabbi Meir. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, the Yoma that says Odomakna Dovish Lobon Yelam. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Shaila. Of course, it's good. Our Hoshala was according to the Rabbonin. So now Mishnah is no proof again. The Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbonin, we have no proof. What will be the halach?
So the Gemara says now, Omer Rabbi Yaakov bin Hapokut, Mishmeid Ravina, the name of Ravina, that Toshma, come here, I'll bring you proof. Toshma, we have a Gemara that says in Bob Mitzio, Shtorei Choyv HaMugdomim Psulim, we have a Shtar Choyv that was written, or the date is earlier than it was really written. That's called the Shtar Choyv HaMugdomim. You borrowed money from somebody, and you borrowed it first, let's say, in Tishrei. And instead of writing in the Shtar Tishrei, it was written in Nisan before in the Shtar. The Locher is Psulim, such a Shtar was possible, because we're afraid you may come to collect from Lekuchos that the property was sold all the way back by Nisan. And really, you have no right to collect from the property that was sold in Nisan, because you first borrowed in Tishrei. You only have a right to collect the property that was sold after Tishrei. So such a star was possible. V'ya mucharim, a star that was written after the date is later than the actual loan. So then, Ksherim, it's a kosher star, we're not afraid that you'll collect Shalekadim. Now, v'yi sakotaz, if you're going to tell me and think that the ikonikoni, that if you buy something later, it's mishubit, and you can collect. And who adin umochadik nikon? If you go and sell something later, it's chal for her wish. And if you yashin it lo mishtabid, then it's not chal shibud. Does you want to tell me that after the loan, if what's mishubit is only the property that you own, that the loiv own b'shas the loan? But if the loiv buys property later, that property is not mishubit to the malva. So the question is then, miyuchor amayk sherim, why is the shtam urucha kosher? The chorad yitnihu. Like, let's be afraid, really the loan took place in Nisan. And in the shtar was first written the next Tishrei. So what are we saying? What are we afraid about? You could only collect from Tishrei onwards. But let's still be afraid. Maybe again, the loan took place in Nisan. At that time, maybe the labor did not own any property. After Nisan, then he first bought the property. And now when the shtar was written in Tishrei, or the date is written in Tishrei, you would think that you have a right to collect from those properties, because those properties you owned before Tishrei. But really, it's not true. Really, the loan took place in Nisan, and at that time, the labor did not own any property yet, and the property bought later is not Meshubid. So why is the shtar Meucha Kosher? So Marin says again, I tell you, a man of the Mishnah goes to current Rabbi Meihi. The Yomar the Matnadov Shlod Belielam. Then Avadi Ikni Avadi Ischal, and therefore the Shib is Chal, and therefore Shtam Mucher is Kosher.
Now it says, Omar Rav Parash Shisha Mishmei Derova, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Aloha Rishvach Kakoi is Ketzat. When they take away the Shvach Kakoi from somebody, and he has to be paid back, how do you get paid back? So this is a Mishnah in Suvis, or Gittin. So what to say? It says, the locker is like this. Shvach HaKoyes Ketzet, HaRei Shemoch HaSod L'Chaveron. If Ruvain sells a field to Shimon, V'Shbicho, and Shimon takes the field and works on, plants on it, and it starts to grow. Now, Bo Baal Choyv, the Baal Choyv of Ruvain comes, and the Malva wants to get money from Ruvain. Ruvain has no money. So the locker is, Ruvain's property is Meshuvit. So the Baal Chov comes and takes away the property from Shimon. Or Bo Baal Chov Atofi took away the property with the Shvach from Shimon. So Loch Ruth Kishugoyva. When Shimon now comes back to the Lekeach and says, listen, you sold me the property with a Chlayis. You have to pay it back. So Loch Ruth Goyva, it's a Kerem and a Chosim Mishabodit. The Kerem, the amount of money that he paid for the property itself, that he has a right to collect even from Mishabodim, from the Leiva. But the Shvach, that if Baal Choyv took away from Shimon the Shvach, the extra value of the property that Shimon himself worked on the property to make it better, the Shvach, then when the Baal Choyv takes it away, so the labor wants the Shimon, the one that bought it, that's taken away from him, he wants to come and collect his money back from the labor. So luckily he can only collect it Menachotim Bnei Chorin, only from the property the labor himself has, and not from the Shabbat. And the Gemara says reasons over there why now, we don't know how much it is, so you can't collect from Mishabotim. So our cold problem, the question is, the E, Sata, that is, you're going to tell me to think, that the Ik Nikon Umokar, the yikim ni karna v'horish. Lo mishtabid bal choiv. That if in lo mishtabid, that in the case where the loiver first bought the property after the loan, so then the malva cannot collect from a shabodim. If the loiver sells it, the malva cannot come and collect from it. You can tell me that's going to be the locha. If so, then the question over here is, bal choiv amai goyver shvacha. Why could the bal choiv take away the shvach altogether? What happened over here? The loiver sold his property to Shimon. So true, his property is meshubit. But that the Shimon now works on the property to make shvach, that's like called the ikni. That first comes later on. And it's not by the loiver anymore. So how come the bal choiv b'chah has a right to take away the shvach from the loiver? And here it's mashma clear from the meshubotim. Here it's mashma clear when the bal choiv comes and takes away the whole property with the shvach. It's only Yeshayla, when Shimon wants to collect his money back, for the shvach he could only collect from Mechosin B'nei Chorin, not from Yishubadim. So I call for him when the Baal Chayr first comes and takes it away, even the shvach. The question is, the shvach, that never belonged to the Loiva. That was only something that the property became better later on when it was out of the Loiva's property, so it shouldn't be Mishubad altogether. So who is the right of eating his kani? Moses says, no, I'll tell you again, there's no proof. I'll tell you, your money will be made. It goes according to the mayor. The owner of the mayor says, oh, the makna dovish lo bal yelom. Again, could be this bright force, only goes according to the Rebbe mayor. That old you could be makna dovish lo bal yelom. Therefore, what then he could be makna ma ikni. But according to the Rabbanin, there's still a good challah, we're not sure. Nothing more so like this. In Tim Tzalein, if you want to tell me, the ikni kona umochan, a case where the loiver buys property later on and he sells it. The ikna kona b'harvish, where the loiver buys property later on, and then he dies and he gives it over to his children. Le'nishtabit, if you want to tell me, according to the Rabbonin, it's still called the loiver liyelam, and the shibit is not chal, tivsoh, le'nishtabit, it's not mishtabit. But in Tim's claim, if you want to tell me, mishtabit, on the other side is to say no, like we said before, it's not really called the loiver liyelam, because the mice of the property is on the world, it's just that the labor didn't buy it. So later on, whenever the labor buys the property, now that the labor owns it, it could be meshubit to the malva, and therefore if the labor sells it, it's still meshubit to the labor. Since then, you want to tell me yes, that even according to Rabbanim, tak is chamud, if you want to say now, Tim Salema. Mishtabit, if so, Loive the lova the chosda the kodem mahu. What's in the case where he borrowed money, and he borrowed money a second time, and then he bought property? Lekama mishtabit or lebasra mishtabit? To which one of the malvas is this property mishubat to? Is it mishubat to the first one or to the second one? Elam. Again, the loive first borrowed money from Reuven, and then he borrowed money from Shimon. And after he borrowed money from both of them, now he bought some new property. And now later, he sold that property to somebody else. And later, when both malvas come to collect, the loiver has no money. So which one of these two malvas have a right to collect from that? The chosam. That's the shaila. The first one or the second one? Soon explain. Tomorrow says, Omer Rav Nachman, ho milsi bo'ilon, this question we asked, v'shol chumitom, we sent it to Eretz Yisrael. And they said, Rishon kana, the first one gets it. In other words, as soon as you bought it, so since you were mishabed, you nechotim first to the first loiva, the first loiva has the chus to collect his property, and the second loiva can't take it only if, or the second malva can't collect from it only after the first malva took as much as he deserves. That's what they said there. However, Rafunu Amiyach Leiku, no, he has to divide up equally. Both malvas have a right to take from it. That Lamaisa, or the Shailer is, if Islam explains, now that the loiver was mishabed, the property is going to buy to both of them, is the shibud pcha lemaisa when he buys the property. See, lemaisa, when the loiver bought the second property, it was after he borrowed from both people. Therefore, it's mishabed to both of them equally. Or do we say no, that since the first one has his loan first, it's mishabed to him first? That's what machleika, that the fool says yachleiku. Machleika, the chain tani rabba baravu yachleiku, you have to divide it up. Omer Ravina said, Mihadura Kamad Ravashi, the first Mudur Ravashi, Omalani said, Rishon Kana. that the first one is kohen. No, the first one has the right to collect from it. First, it's mishubah to him. Madu Rabash, for the second time he went over the shiloh, Rabash Yom, when he told us then Yachloiko, no, the tlocher is, both of them have an equal right to collect proportionally how much money they owe. He owes them to collect from that land. As you said, the svara is, because since he's buying the property now, after he borrowed the money from both of them, so this property he bought is mishubah to both of them. Both of them have an equal right to collect from this achayt.
Now the Gemara says, Meisrael, ask your question. L'shvach ka'akroy is keitzad. What's the case that you have to pay back for shvach ka'akroy? Somebody improved your karka, that you have to pay for it. Harei shemocha soda l'chaveroy. You sold your field to your friend. V'shbichoy. And your friend now, like the lekayach, improved the karka. Whether he fertilized it, he planted it, he improved the karka. Now we'll bore bal chayv a tor. For now, the bal chayv of the moicher was the moicher was a leiva. He owed money to somebody else. He doesn't have what to pay up the malvin. So the malvin comes now and takes away the property from this lekayach. So it says now kishul gaiva. When the lekeich now comes and collects the money back from the meicher, so he sold the bachrayis, the lach is like this. Goyves a keren, he could collect the keren, the capital, how much a kark itself was worth, that he could collect from the chosim mishabodim. But v'yas ha-shvach, when the lekeich wants to come and collect back the amount of money he put in to improve the kark of the shvach kakois, that he could only collect back from the lekeich, from the meicher, only from the chosim b'necheren, only from the property that he himself owns, and not from property that he sold. Now the question is, Yemisa, Chatzi Shvach Niboi. Now as always you have to pay back just half of the Shvach, like you said before, because it comes out now, it's like the Malva and the Lekeach, both of them should be Meshubah now to both of them. So really the Shvach should be Yachloikus. Why does it say you have to pay back for the whole Shvach? Because you only have to pay back for half of the Shvach. The Yemisa Frag Digmar, Chatzi Shvach Niboi Lei. So Marin says, and you're true, my God, what does it mean to say now, Lekeya comes and collects back the Shvach, the improvement he puts into the Kark and the Hanami. My God, and Nami, the Gitan, that's what it says over here, all the meat says just Chatzi Shvach. He only has the right to collect here for the Shvach, here for the improvement, not more. Therefore, there's no Stira, therefore, it's good what we said before. Okay, we'll stop here.
You were holding that Kuf Nunches.